I am telling you, this team is so poorly constructed, and I used to be the biggest optimistic Giant fan in the world. Texan fans, get ready for a coming out party. You're going 1-2.
First down at the Houston 16-yard line. Manning gets the snap, and he throws over the middle. He's got his man. Touchdown, Giants. The tight end, Rhett Ellison, with the TD catch.
Is Bill O'Brien hampering Deshaun Watson?
Is he? Yeah, I mean, I absolutely think he is.
Watson takes the snap. Watson looking, pocket collapsing, and Deshaun bounces to the outside. He's going to float one downfield to the end zone, and it's intercepted. He was trying to get the ball to Lamar Miller, but it was picked off by Ogletree in the end zone. It's a touchback, and the drive gets stopped.
When it comes to a six-point spread, I don't trust Bill O'Brien right this moment to necessarily cover that spread. Even though I'm picking the Texans to win, I can't take that 6 points.
Manning takes a knee, and it's over at NRG Stadium with the Giants beating the Texans 27-22, and Houston goes to 0-3 in deep trouble in the AFC South to start the 2018 campaign.
Matt Radio, Sports Radio 610, 27-22 Giants was the final at NRG Stadium. I'm going to begin with this. If this thing does not turn around, and we can have debates as to whether what exactly turning around means, whether it's 8 wins, 9 wins, 7 wins, and you look great down the stretch. If this thing does not turn around, Bill O'Brien will be fired at the end of the season. Because I heard people say for a long time, they're not going to get rid of Brian Hoyer. They're not going to change quarterbacks. I heard people say they're not going to sign quarterbacks. They sign Brock. I heard a lot of people say 2 years ago, oh my God, they signed Brock to a 4-year deal. We're going to have to watch it for 4 years. They got rid of Brock Osweiler. I heard people say they're not going to trade multiple picks for a quarterback in the first round. They traded multiple picks and traded up for Deshaun Watson. I heard people since the day I got here say Bob McNair is never going to fire Rick Smith. And while he didn't fire Rick Smith, Rick Smith is no longer the GM. If this thing does not turn around this year with a healthy quarterback and a relatively healthy team, Bill O'Brien, despite the contract extension, will not be here in 2019, period.
Could you trade him for a second-round pick?
Probably not.
I don't think so, not at this point. Let's think about the Browns. With the Browns trade, would somebody in Cleveland say, well, we've got this bright young quarterback. We're really excited about him. Should we trade for Bill O'Brien? Look with what the magical work he's done with young quarterbacks and their long-term development. No, hell no. So they wouldn't trade for him. I guess that might be the question right there. Sometimes we'll get ludicrous trade suggestions that just aren't tenable. Like trading J.J. Watt at this point, it's not tenable. It wouldn't make sense in a lot of different reasons or varieties. But you could trade him very easily if you wanted to. It wouldn't be a good trade, but you could trade him. You could not trade Bill O'Brien. I don't think you could unload him for a 7th-round pick right now, not with that salary. But who was the guy that said that it was going to be a coming-out party for the Texans?
Sean Marash.
Who's that?
The producer of the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, so this was a coming-out party. This was a coming-out party for a fraudulent team.
Eli Manning had 4 incompletions on the day. 4! He had 4 incomplete passes. I think that
it's a coming out party for the retirement of Romeo Crennel, perhaps.
I think there's another crossing route that was just completed in the middle of the Texans defense.
Oh, my God. I tweeted, hey, look, a crossing route and a Giants first down, and just tweeted the same thing over and over again for a good 5 minutes before I slowly graduated into a level of insanity that I was never really able to get out of last night. I mean, it was so easy for New York, and considering that less than a year ago we were hearing rumors about how the Giants and other teams were interested in prying Bill O'Brien away from the Houston Texans, oh my, how the tables have turned, because now we're stuck with a coach that continuously says the same thing after every single game, and you don't expect any changes to happen. So now, guys, this is what I'm wondering. When does any change happen? I'm not even talking about a firing. It's 0-3. There's a lot of season left. Whatever. Cool.
Right. Well, awesome. You don't want to mess this up and potentially avoid getting a number one overall pick.
Right. Ed Oliver. You got to keep the hometown guy in town. I'm looking at this and I'm wondering, what do you do now? You have to do something. You have to do something now. I don't care what it is.
Well, for one, okay. I look at the offense and I keep thinking, like, how could they be so dumb? How could they make so many mistakes? Julion Davenport committed 5 of the 7 penalties the Texans committed. They played a relatively clean game, except for Julion Davenport. 5 penalties, and then he pulls a Kevin Johnson at the end and acts like It was an incredible injustice that he was called for holding penalty.
That was a hold.
That he definitely made. Dude, you're not allowed to drag people down as they're beating you. Does Julian Davenport think that the referee is too stupid to see that he was beat? Like, when you've gotten your ass beat and then all of a sudden the defensive lineman ends up on the ground, it's because you held him. Don't pull a Kevin Johnson and start whining and throwing a hissy fit about the fact that you just got busted holding. That was the only good play you had all day, was that nice hold. He actually did have a nice play after that. But the complete lack of artistry, imagination, and deception in the offense right now is what I really and genuinely don't understand. I get the sense that Bill O'Brien is trying to protect Deshaun Watson, so they're never allowing Deshaun Watson to be a potential runner by design. But because of that, at least partially because of that, Deshaun's in plenty of situations where he is running and scrambling because there's nothing open. I don't understand why they've gone so far away from what worked last year. Just a little bit of backfield motion, a little bit of deception, some genuine read option, 2, 3, 4 times a game to keep a defense off balance. But my God, 1 yard a carry. I don't care how bad your offensive line is. Bill O'Brien. Good coaches like Kyle Shanahan, like Gary Kubiak as an offensive coordinator, good offensive coordinators figure out a way to get things done despite having inadequate offensive linemen. It's a complete mosh pit of nonsense on that offensive line. And they try more and more to do exotic things to cloak the inadequacies of their offensive linemen, and it looks worse and worse. They pull the center out to block the edge rusher. They've got guards. They've got guards running into each other. I gotta settle down at 6:07 in the morning. I can't get this worked up over this.
You seem fine under the bed.
We're gonna accept applications from various high school coaches. If you've got a better than a 500 record, we'll listen at this point. Bill O'Brien is such a good. He's such a good interviewer, I'm sure, and he presents a good plan, but I don't get it. I just don't get it anymore. I'm so disgusted with myself.
Lamar Miller had 10 carries for 10 yards in this game.
Is that bad?
To your point about the offensive line, to your point about the running game, to your point about this entire offense, to your whole point about this entire operation, and that's why something needs to be done. I don't really know what it is, but if you continue to walk around with your bleep in your hand, your schmenz or your eggplant, whatever the hell you want to call it, and you just do nothing, what the hell do you think is going to happen? What do you think is happening right now, by the way? So I don't know if that means turning over play calling duty to someone else, because I understand that. Hang on. Considering the guy says after every damn week the play calling needs to be better. Oh yeah. Okay, well then how do you change it if you aren't physically changing it yourself? And then on top of that, okay, this offensive line is a train wreck. Trade for someone. I don't care who. You could trade for a retired guy. Bring Nate Newton out of retirement, for Christ's sake. I don't give a damn. Do something, because the play calling sucks. The offensive line sucks. Period. Do something.
You know what? Are there recently retired offensive tackles? Could Joe Thomas put on 47 pounds?
Can you convince Joe Thomas, like, listen.
Joe, he looks so skinny now.
He's got to put on 40 pounds right now.
Yeah.
But you feel like if he even put on 20, he'd be better than Davenport.
Oh, he'd at least not jump off sides.
He lacks
the leg strength to jump off sides at this point.
Can we get Joe on the show this
Joe
week?
Joe Thomas. That's right. Yeah, Jonesy, let's put in a request for Joe Thomas.
Joe, you can play at 270. It's fine.
I know he's a bashful fella, and he probably doesn't want to come on the media. But Joe Thomas, any other recently retired offensive lineman, maybe with the advances in medical technology, Tony Baselli's shoulder might be okay by now. Any of these people, anybody that can just not jump off sides continually. Three straight three and outs there sometime between the first and second quarter.
Which killed you from a defensive standpoint.
They crush themselves in the first quarters of football games, which tend to be important quarters. It's at least 25% of the game mathematically. So I don't know what to do about this other than to say the same old things that, okay, well, they got to come out, start faster. They got to stop shooting themselves in the foot.
But it's not happening.
Yeah, and defensively, look, Romeo Crennel, the linebacking core, this linebacking core, which was supposed to be
good.
One of the strongest position units in the NFL, according to some preseason publications, and they've been the exact opposite. They've been abject pumpkins out there. And in pass coverage, Zach Cunningham certainly has the physical ability and the athleticism to cover various sorts of football players, but he certainly didn't show it yesterday, including right in the first quarter where he was in the right spot when Odell Beckham ran a ran a stop right there over the middle, but he just went flying by Odell Beckham Jr. Just a ridiculous missed tackle. The Texans were terrified of Odell Beckham Jr. and Shepard and all the rest of them, so they sat back and played very conservatively in the first half and just got absolutely torched. They couldn't run with anybody. They didn't, other than J.J. Watt, we're not getting a pass rush from people. Clowney got close a few times, but J.J. got there first. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know what amazes me overall? We sat here 2013, Matt Schaub died, then Ryan Fitzpatrick, then Hoyer, then Mallett, then Brock Osweiler. We sat through all these guys. It is amazing to me that you can have an actual viable young franchise quarterback and we can be this low. That's incredible. That is incredible in this spot.
Who's the guy that was saying that Deshaun should just do the opposite of what Bill O'Brien says to do?
Dominic Foxworth?
No, it was the guy
on
Ryan Clark.
Yeah, Football. Yeah, Ryan Clark.
Is that Ryan Clark?
It was on ESPN. Oh, Ryan Clark, yes. Okay. Ryan Clark, yes.
So it was Ryan Clark said to do the opposite of Bill O'Brien. I don't know about the opposite of Bill O'Brien, but maybe you should call... I mean, who should he call? Dabo? Should he call up Dabo like between series?
Should he pull a Jonathan Moxon like in Varsity Blues and just ignore the evil Buddy Kilmer?
He should do this though too. I saw a few people yesterday defending the Texans partially by saying, "Well, they lost Bruce Ellington." No.
What?
You don't.
What?
You don't get to have both Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins on a team and then use Bruce Ellington as an excuse. And also, you can't ignore the fact that Deshaun, when he's settled into football games, has looked so far in the last two games, coming off an ACL, I'm pleased with a lot of the stuff that Deshaun has done. I'm not happy that almost every interception he throws is in the end zone.
Three.
They're all in the end zone. And that you're taking scoring opportunities off the board, but your offensive line can also not continue. You got moved back from, you're on the 5 yard line. You're on the 5 yard line, and then Julion Davenport has yet another penalty. They just keep knocking themselves out of scoring positions.
First drive of the game too. There wasn't even a penalty on that one. It's first and goal at the 5. It's second and goal at the 2. Lamar Miller loses 3 yards on second down, and you know what happens when this team is facing a goal to go situation of 5 yards or more, they're totally screwed. Nice throw by Deshaun Watson to DeAndre Hopkins where he was slightly out of bounds on that 3rd and 5.
Was that Fuller or Hopkins?
It was Fuller.
Yeah. But that drive ends with a field goal, and I mean, that's when I felt right there they were going to lose. Right there. Because you keep on going into the red zone and coming away without touchdowns. Like, what do you expect is going to happen, even if you are playing a bad team like New York?
I feel like you can't lose 3 yards on second and goal there.
How do you lose 3 yards?
I mean, you can on this team.
Well, I know you can on this team. But to me, if I was coaching a football team in the NFL and I lost 3 yards on second and goal, then to me there needs to be serious. Either there's something structurally wrong with the play calling or structurally wrong with the offensive line.
It's like, 5 years, man. It's been 5 years. I don't care about any Rick Smith excuses anybody wants to make for Bill O'Brien. It's been 5 years of gradually declining, yet like the offensive line has been on a steady downward trend. And I'm a fraud for sitting up here yesterday or last week saying that I thought the offensive line could actually be better by midseason. The offensive tackles are getting worse. There's discombobulation where guys don't know where the hell they're supposed to be. Lamar Miller's in the wrong spot, and he trips up Martinez Rankin. When they do anything, they just look like they're feeling their way through things because this offense has no identity. It has zero identity. It had some identity last year, but some of it was centered around Deshaun Watson's running ability. He still has the running ability, but you've extricated that from the offense ostensibly to try to protect Deshaun Watson. And yet you're subjecting him to more harm because you've decided to take any of Dabo Swinney's element influence out of that offense. But Bill, it's okay. Dabo Swinney's a better coach than you, okay? He's a better coach than you. Go ahead and embrace it. Copy. It's a copycat league, Bill. You think Bill Belichick's never copying anybody? Copy it, damn it. Embrace the Dabo.
All right, let's
see. You need to be wearing a Dabo Swinney t-shirt all week long.